This Chazar Zeichner Shabbat Cheshvan Rabbi Yehuda Masechet Ksubas Daf Tzadik Gimel. Zok the Mishnah, if a man was married to three women, where one Ksuba was for 100, the second for 200, the third for 300, and he died with an estate worth 100, they split the estate equally. If the estate was worth 200, the woman with the Ksuba of 100 takes 50, the women with the Ksubas of 200 and 300 takes 75 each. If the estate was worth 300, the woman with the Ksuba of 100 takes 50, the woman with the Ksuba of 200 gets 100, and the woman with the Ksuba of 300 gets 150. Similarly, Zok the Mishnah, if three people put money into a fund to be used for investment, and they had a loss or a profit, they share it in the same way. In the second case, the Mishnah says that the woman with the ksuba of 100 takes 50, which represents half of the first 100 of the estate. But now, why? Because her lien was only on the 100 of the estate, therefore that's what her lien is on. But now, she should have to share that with the other two women who also have a lien on that first 100, and she'll only get a third of that 100, not half. Shmuel said the Mishnah is discussing where the woman with the ksuba of 200 waived her rights to collect from the first 100, and therefore there are only two women who share in that 100. If so, why does the woman with 200 end up with 75, which includes 25 from the first 100? Since she gave up her rights, she should not collect from the first 100 at all. Mar says she only said that she will not make a claim to the detriment of the woman who has the ksuba of 100. She never said that she gives up everything at all. Therefore, once the woman of 100 takes her share, the woman of 200 will split the remainder with the woman of 300. Mishnah said, "Hayu sham shloish meyos v'chulu." In fact, why does the woman of 200 end up getting 100? She should only get 75, 25 of the first 100, like we explained above, and then 50 of the second 100, and nothing from the third 100. Shmuel said the Mishnah discussing where the woman of 300 told the woman of 100 and the woman of 200 that she relinquishes her rights to the first 100, but the woman of 200 did not waive any rights in this case. Therefore, the woman of 200 gets 50 of the first 100 and 50 of the second 100. Rabbi Yaakov and the Harpakoid in the name of Ravina said the earlier case of the Mishnah is dealing with two seizures of property, and the later case of the Mishnah is also dealing with two seizures of property. The earlier case is discussing where at first 75 fell to all three women and Bezin had them divided equally. Then the other 125 fell to them. They each still have a lien on another 75, so they split that evenly, and the remaining 50 is split among the woman of 200 and the woman of 300. The later case is discussing where at first 75 fell to all three women and Bezin made them divided equally. Then the other 225 fell to them. They each still have a lien on another 75, so they split that evenly, and the next 100 is divided between the women of 200 and 300, and the remaining 50 is given to the woman of 300 all by herself. Abraisa says the Mishnah follows via Rav Nosson. However, Rebbe says that in all the cases, the women are to divide the estate equally. The Mishnah then said, "V'chein shloisha she'etilu." So Shmuel said, if one person put 100 into an investment fund, another person put 200 into the investment fund, the profit is divided equally. Rabbi said, it would make sense to say that Shmuel is referring to a case where they invested in an ox to be used for plowing, which was actually used for plowing. In that case, each partner's share is integral to making the investment work. However, if they invested in an ox for plowing and instead shechted it for its meat, each would take profits in proportion to the money invested. Rav Luna said, even in this case, the profits would be divided equally. In fact, Braisa says that when one person puts 100 into a fund, another person puts 200 into the fund, they split the profit equally, presumably to discussing where the money was invested in an ox to be used for plowing, but which was actually shechted, and we see that the profits are divided equally, not like Rabbi said. Where says, no, the Braisa is discussing where the axe was meant for plowing, was actually used for plowing, and that's why it's divided equally. This would mean that the Braisa holds that if the axe was shechted, they would take proportionate shares in the profits. If so, when the Braisa wants to give a case where they would take proportionate shares, why does it have to give a case where they each brought oxen into the partnership, actual oxen, and then formed a partnership with the oxen? Why can't it give the case of where the axe was shechted instead of being used for plowing? The Braisa should be understood as saying that if the axe is shechted, each person would take a proportionate share of the profits, just like in the case where the oxen were purchased separately and then used to form a partnership. In fact, Gemara, our Mishnah says that the profits from a fund are divided in proportion to the money placed into the fund. Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't refer to a true profit. The Mishnah refers to where better quality coins were exchanged for low quality coins that were originally placed into the fund. In that case, they take proportionately. However, if true profit or loss is generated, it would be shared equally. Zuck the next Mishnah. If a man was married to four wives and he died, the first wife has priority to collection to her ksuba over the second wife. The second wife has priority over the third. The third has priority over the fourth. The first wife has to swear to the second before taking payment, meaning that she hasn't been paid before. The second has to swear to the third to the fourth. The fourth takes payment without having to swear at all. But Nana says just because she's last, that doesn't mean she doesn't have to swear. Rather, she also has to swear before taking payment as well. Zuck the Mishnah. If all four ksubas were written on the same day, whichever one was written earlier in the day takes priority over the others. Yerushalayim Taka, Zok the Mishnah, they would write the time of the day on the document. If they were all written at the same time and the entire estate consists only of 100, they would divide it equally.